Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 6th of October, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. Well, I say as ever, there weren't any 3D thoughts last week, apologise for that, but hopefully this week we can make up for it. And let's get cracking with idea one. Have you ever been so upset by poor customer service in a restaurant that you haven't left a tip? We've all been there. Slow service, a long wait, staff being stretched and hassled, it's so frustrating. Well, this is a story of a couple who experienced just that and gave their waiter a $100 tip. Mackenzie and Stephen Schultz waited 20 minutes for water, 40 minutes for a starter and over an hour for their main course at a restaurant in Iowa last week. However, they recognised it wasn't their waiter's fault and tipped him heavily, $100, for all his hard work and left a note that says, "We've both been in your shoes, paying it forward." I think very often we find when we've got problems with customer service, it's a complaint. And actually what we sometimes do is we often talk about the sales prevention officers, the things, the people that prevent your customers from getting a cake customer service. And it's usually the frontline staff who actually get blamed. The reality is it's often them that are just the ones at the sharp end. It's not their fault. So some things to think a bit about. Who or what causes sales prevention officers in your business? What's stopping your people from creating remarkable customer experiences? How can you remove them? The causes of that is not the people. Why not ask them what they think? Be ready for the answer. It could be you. Idea two is to dwell on this. Who do you turn to for opinions and advice in your team? There's a great tip from Eric Schmidt, the guy who heads up Google. He just produced a book that actually explains how Google works. One of the things he talks about is don't listen to the hippos. That is the highest paid person's opinion. When it comes to the quality of decision-making, pay level is irrelevant and experience is valued only if it's used to frame a winning argument, he says. In other words, don't just turn to the people at the top. Get the opinions and the advice from people up and down the organisation. And idea three is to do this. I had a very pleasant evening staying with some friends in Cheltenham last week. And part of that pleasure was hearing all about my godson Sam's progress at school and on the football pitch, cricket pitch and tennis courts. And he very proudly showed me a postcard that had been sent to him at home by his teacher, Mr. Taylor, for a great performance in class. It was a personalised note that said, "I'm writing to congratulate Sam on a great start to his GCSE PE course. Top attitude and application in lessons. Keep up the good work, Mr. Taylor." It's a great example of customer delight. Yep, even schools can do it. I think it's a lovely touch. A great example of just showing that a small, short, personalised response can go a long way to touch customers and make them feel valued. And it certainly demonstrated the benefits of customer delight. It certainly made Sam as a customer feel valued. It created a talking point. He was quick to show it to me with pride. Had a real positive impact on Mum and Dad, Robin and Britta. They were very proud too. So what could you do to delight your customers? And why not think about some of those things and look at what you could do to create a personalised experience. Just let your customers know they're valued. Have a great week now. Bye.